the Tower. Jane Glover conducts the cast with the BBC singers and the BBC Concert Orchestra. Sunday night at the BBC Proms at 7:30 on Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30 and now World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
A bit of Ethiopian soul from Boston-based Debo Band to start tonight's World on Three. Surprising though it may seem, Boston is not such an odd place to find the influence of Ethio-Jazz, since its pioneer, Mulatu Astatke, studied at the city's premier music school, Berklee College of Music, back in the 60s. Debo Band is an 11-piece group headed up by Ethiopian-American saxophonist Danny Mekonnen. The band got together in 2006 and they've just brought out their eponymous debut album on Sub Pop Records. And it's pretty good. The music is largely original, but it also has some reworkings of traditional Ethiopian standards and folk tunes. And it was produced by Google Bordello's Ethiopian bass player Tommy T. Well worth a listen. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari. The band in session on tonight's programme is from New York. They're called Nation Beat. And theirs, as you will hear, is a marriage of New Orleans and the street music of the northeast of Brazil. So, given that it's a shorter programme than usual tonight, let's get on with the music. I have for you a trio of tunes from Italy, stuff that's both out there musically and geographically. First up, multi-instrumentalist Enzo Avitabile, who likes to mix jazz with Bortari, the traditional southern Italian rhythms made by banging wine barrels and wooden drums. In his latest album, Black Tarantella, he continues to experiment, collaborating with Bob Geldof and Tuani Diabate, amongst others. This track is Let's Raise a Hand, featuring fellow Italian singer Raiz.
Non binare abbandonato, quando si si fa di risfruttare, tanti voti quando sono che macchio, tanti macchio, tanti voti. Ai siamo una mano e facciamo vera, ai siamo una mano e muovimi scendiamo, ai siamo una mano e facciamo qualcosa, sì, ci credo ancora, ai siamo una mano e facciamo vera, ai siamo una mano e muovimi scendiamo, ai siamo una mano e facciamo qualcosa, sì, ci credo ancora. Voce nom, voce mi, voce popolo, voce di, voce nom, voce mi, voce popolo, voce di, voce nom, voce mi, voce popolo, voce di. Voce nom, voce mi, voce popolo, voce di. I sonom come nato, che combatto tutta giornata, voglio pane e libertà, una nuova verità. Una musica senza stella, facciamo bandierita, un pugno, una rosa, colore sangue. Siamo una mano e facciamo vera, siamo una mano e muovimi insieme, siamo una mano e facciamo qualcosa, sì, ci credo ancora. Siamo una mano e facciamo vera, siamo una mano e muovimi insieme, siamo una mano e facciamo qualcosa, sì, ci credo ancora. Voce nom, voce mi, voce popolo, voce di. 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 Voce nom, voce mi, voce popolo, voce di.
voce d'uomo, voce amico, voce popolo, voce di. Ma faccia ghiaccia
thank you. Muero remolo, no anda quieto. Muero revolcón, no papadea. No pestañea, no duerme. O cuando habla de ella.
Cinghiale Matto, Crazy Boar, from a group that has undoubtedly been influenced by Italy's foremost music freethinkers, Paolo Conti and Vinicio Capossela. Gatto Molesta is an urban punk folk group from Forlì in the city of Romagna in the northeast of Italy. The album, Vecchio Mondo, Old World, is a bit too pop in places, but that track is where, for me, it all comes together in one enjoyable mouthful. And in the middle of that trio was a slow-paced, almost dirge-like piece from Banda Ionica called Espinita. Italy has a long tradition of big orchestras, and it's going strong with at least 5,000 of these sorts of groups still around. Banda Ionica is a brass band from Sicily that has about 20 members. The track I played is from a compilation out on Network Median called Bande Italiane, celebrating Italy's big band tradition. And so to my guests on tonight's show, who I guess you could say also celebrate a big band tradition, drawing on the street music of New Orleans and the country dance music of northeast Brazil. They are Nation Beat, and they're going to start with a song called Sumiko da Uruku. Welcome to the Hoedown.
We'll be right back.
And that was the sound of Nation Beat. If you could have been in the studio, you'd have seen the drumsticks and shakers flying all across the studio as Mike and Mark on bass and guitar drop their stringed instruments and become percussionists for that little moment. I'm joined here by Scott Kettner and Liliana Araujo. And you are the two people who are essentially Nation Beat, is that right?
Yes. Yes, we are.
But Scott, tell me, you are born and bred New Yorker or born and bred American?
Born and bred Southern American. As far south as you can get. I'm from Florida. And I grew up hearing country music and bluegrass music and New Orleans music and rock and roll. And essentially what Nation Beat is taking those influences and collaborating with Liliana and northeastern region of Brazil and bringing those elements together.
So what brought you to New York then?
Jazz. I went to the New School University to study jazz. And it was at the New School University where I met my teacher, Billy Hart, who's a really great jazz drummer. And he was the one who introduced me to maracatu.
And then you headed off to Brazil.
Yeah. Billy basically said to me, you know, he was teaching me samba and bossa nova, and we were studying a lot of the Afro-Cuban rhythms on the drum set. And one day I got to his house and I said, Billy, man, is there anything else about Brazilian music besides samba and bossa nova? Because, you know, back then that's all anybody ever thought about. And he said, yeah, man, there's this rhythm called maracatu. And I pointed to his drum set and I said, well, show it to me. He goes, man, I don't know how to play it. I just know it's a badass rhythm and you got to go learn it and come back and teach it to me. And that was basically the beginning of my journey. So I started asking a lot of the Brazilian musicians in New York City about maracatu, and none of them could really answer me. So I decided to just pack my bags and move to Brazil.
Is that where you two met? You met out in Brazil?
We met up in Brazil, yes. And from there, we never stopped being in touch. And he realized I was researching, working with traditional music. This music so rich that we own, and sometimes people don't know, even in Brazil.
So Scott, then when you spent a couple of years in Brazil then, and learning with one of the great Pernambuco drummers, right?
Yeah, I spent a solid year living in Brazil. I spent half of the year living in Recife, in a neighborhood called Brasília Teimosa, which was a favela, where there's a famous maracatu, Nação Porto Rico, and a few other maracatu groups. And I lived with my mentor, Jorge Martins. And that was really what I realized was really important, besides just learning about the music, was really learning the culture. And in a way, learning the culture was more important than learning the music, because without understanding the culture, you don't really understand the music. So I tried to embrace as much of the culture of maracatu and the other rhythms that I studied. And it made me understand and it made me appreciate American music even more. Because what I realized was that music doesn't live in a bubble. You know, music is always a response to a cultural or a social reality, right? The blues is a direct reaction to slavery, right? And maracatu is the same thing. And I think that's what made me realize the strong connections between maracatu and fajo and coco with New Orleans second line and the Mardi Gras Indian music. And that's when I came with the idea with Nation Beat.
Well, this next song you're going to sing, which is Growing Stone, it's a real illustration of how all of this has come together, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's the title track of your latest album. Tell me something about Growing Stone.
Growing Stone was inspired by our experience playing at Farm Aid with Willie Nelson in 2008. Willie Nelson had heard our CD, Legends of the Preacher, and invited us to play at Farm Aid. And before then, I was always conscious of the food that we eat. I was always conscious of trying to eat better and trying to support going to the farmers markets and supporting the family farmer as opposed to a large corporate farm. But I never really understood the importance of it until I got to Farm Aid and we got on the bus with Willie Nelson, and he really schooled us, and we watched him give his speech at Farm Aid, and he schooled us about how important it is that we eat locally and we support our local farmers. The lyrics, the metaphor of growing stone, is that when the family farmer dies, the only land they own is their stone, their gravestone. And it sounds really dark, but it's a fact.
The big goal, the big intention of the song is make people think about a little bit. Sometimes people just get things in a supermarket. Yeah, everything I got is come from the supermarket. No. Somebody was working before with their hands and putting something there to grow up and then go to your table. And there was a lot of love and a lot of work. And people have to think about.
Big man come to me today, a briefcase in his hand. Try to take our fields and farms, try to take our land. I always thought I live and die on the same land that he owned. But now the only land for me is the land for growing stone. I'm growing stone, growing stone. So my grave I'm growing stone.
Growing Stone from New York's Nation Beat, and also the title track of their most recent album. Nation Beat are going to be back with us in just about 15 minutes' time. Still to come tonight, a demonic garden gnome and a guy called Petunia. Seriously. I'm Lapa Kotari, you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. Well, I played a trio of songs from Italy earlier on. Now here are three from three compilation albums that all have Africa in the title. African guitars, African rhythms and African blues. First up, South Africa's Mahotela Queens, accompanied by one of that country's foremost guitarists, Louis Mahlanga. ¶¶ From South Africa and the Mahotela Queens to the beautiful sound of harmonious trumpets and Guinea's Mamadou Barry, and then on to Mali for some cool blues from Adama Yalomba, one of the country's lesser-known musicians. Yalomba has only recently struck out on a solo career, having accompanied the likes of Umu Sangare for quite some time. Details of the songs I'm playing tonight are, of course, on our website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And so to the dark side of the yellow brick road and a world of angry gnomes, cunning deities and altered realities. In Globalna Wiocha, Global Village, from the Polish band Żywiołak, the spirit of Frédéric Chopin. Yes, Chopin is reincarnated as Fred the Gnome, a guise he takes on to rescue lost good souls as he ventures out into the Global Village from the land of eternal harmony where he lives. The album is like a rock opera. It's also complicated and totally bonkers. This is My Dear Farmer, where Chopin rediscovers his former homeland. Nothing much has changed, but the farmers are setting the fields on fire and there are no musicians to be found anywhere.
I nie będziem chleba jedli. A tum da da ti tum da da na. A da 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 na da do da da na.
Zajaranie prostsze, bo tu jest moje tu, a to jest moje teraz, gdy każdy tam. chcę, mówię, że wysalanie trawy jest nielegalne.
Słowiańskie ma zawsze, tu od zaorania zajaranie prostsze. To tu jest moje słowiańskie ma zawsze, tu od zaorania zajaranie prostsze. Bo tu jest moje tu, a to jest moje teraz. Gdy ktoś mi to zabiera, pobierze mnie cholera. Bo tu jest moje tu, a to jest moje teraz. Gdy ktoś mi to zabiera, pobierze mnie cholera.
A Jamajka to już całkiem inna bajka.
You say you want me, you say you could give me tomorrow if I'll be good. But in my answer, you sense of fear. How could I ever love you, my dear? Your hand is shaking, you touch my breast. I gave you nothing and saved the best. And on your cheek now, I fake a tear.
Was a song from an album that came out 16 years ago but has only just been officially released this year, and it's on Kato Records. Durga Rising was a collaboration between three Brits, tabla player Guljit Bhamra, chansonnier and Dylan interpreter Barb Junger, and the late Russell Cherney, who was a multi-talented pianist who started out touring with Julian Clary on a sort of comedy cabaret. How Could I Ever is one of the many wonderful tracks on the album, and I'm going to play more from it next week if time runs out tonight. Durga, by the way, is the name of the Hindu goddess who is the mother of the universe, creation and destruction, which is why I thought it might be the best thing to follow on from the Polish gnomes. And so back to Nation Beat, my guest tonight, and a song called Nago Nago.
Nago, nago, nossa rainha já se coroou.
Nosso rei que veio de Minas, nossa rainha já se coroou. Nosso rei que veio de Minas, nossa rainha já se coroou. Nosso rei que veio de Minas, nossa rainha já se coroou. Nosso rei que veio de Minas, nossa rainha já se coroou. Nago, nago, nago.
Another great song there from Nation Beat. Scott, that's got a real feel of this, of the street, of the sort of bloco, the Brazilian street bands as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, Nago is a traditional maracatu song that who knows how many hundreds of years they've been singing that song in Brazil. Obviously, the way we're doing it is very different, and that was our intention. It's always a challenge to try to emulate that many drums. Sometimes a maracatu group can have 200 drummers. So in my head, when I'm playing the drum groove, or when, you know, when Liliana and I, or when the whole band, Mark and Mike and Liliana and I, myself, are getting together and arranging a song, I've always got this huge sound in my head that I'm trying to bring to the table, you know, and everybody's always yelling at me, too many drums, too much, too many cowbells, get them out of here.
He's thinking about the parade, is the carnival.
I know it's the parade.
200 drummers in the
carnival. It's my vision, and with five people or four people, you know, it's hard to try to get that, but that's what my goal is, with is trying to emulate that carnival parade.
Liliana, when you came over to New York, I mean, how many years ago was that?
I am living in New York since 2007.
It's a big difference. I mean, you know, the the beauty of the northeastern coast of Brazil to the east and
there's a lot of difference,
of America,
like the culture, the food, the language. And I have to say, the winter is hard for me. I come from the tropical, you know.
And like the pace of life.
And my city is right there by the equator line, so it's hot all the time. But yes, the first year was hard because of the winter, but we have good friends, and our goal was make music and make life easier making music.
But you both tour quite a lot back in Brazil as well as around the States, don't you?
Yeah, we've done a couple of tours through Brazil. Our first CD was recorded down there.
And, some festivals afterwards.
And then we played some festivals afterwards. So we've been down there quite a few times as a group.
Do they like what you've done to their rhythm, their precious rhythms?
Yes. you know, there's always going to be somebody who does it. You can't please everybody. But a majority of the people have embraced what we're doing. Going back to that thing I was saying is appreciating the culture, because, you know, there's a deep history to maracatu. It's very deep and it's very important. And we do it when Liliana and I and the band, Mark and Mike and Dennis, when we play this music, we play it with a certain respect to the traditions. So the Brazilians, they notice that, you know, they can see that when we're on stage.
And plus, they see the elements that the Americans bring. So it's a type of sound that is not usual for the Brazilian ears. So, oh, that is cool. What about this sound, you know? And it's just catchy. And everybody, whoa, I like this music.
Well, this next song, Puxa Boy, that says it all, doesn't it?
I think that's a great example of us.
Yes. And the song is about this expression, Puxa Boy, means like, don't give up, keep going.
It literally means pull the bull or pull the ox. Right?
It's like, be strong and go.
Yeah.
Go
plow that field.
Up in the hills, but keep going. It's a big bull, but you can't handle. Go, go.
And this is something you wrote. Did you think of the kind of the groove, Scott, and then Liliana threw in this Puxa Boy? That's what it made her feel.
This specific song shows a lot about the work we have been doing together.
Mm-hmm, it does.
It's exactly this.
Yeah.
What we want to do is this mix. It's very clear the influence from both countries.
Yeah, the song started off actually as an improvisation on a gig. We ran out of songs and we had to keep playing. We were on some festival gig. So we started improvising on the drums and Liliana started improvising this rap. And then we started to kind of elaborate on that. And I took the rhythm and I started playing a Mardi Gras Indian rhythm on the cowbell. And our bass player at the time, Jordan Scanella, he co-wrote the song with us. He modified the bass line to fit inside the Mardi Gras Indian rhythm, which I started to morph into a maracatu. So there's Mardi Gras Indian maracatu going on the cowbell and the bass drum. And then Liliana started to hone in her hip hop, you know, the rap that she was singing. And she crafted all of that to fit into that Mardi Gras Indian maracatu vibe that we set up with the bass and the drums.
And it's so fun when we like live shows, right? And all this mass, like a big, big, big crowd, and everybody just start jumping and saying, "Puxa Boy, Puxa Boy."
So all of you listening out there, you've heard what Liliana expects you to do. Stand up, put your hand in the air and shout, "Puxa Boy."
Yeah.
Nation beat. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us, Lopa.
Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que fora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Mundo afora, vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar e aí vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar e aí vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Encalha a ladeira, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Encalha a ladeira, qual é? Puxa o boi. De mundo afora, vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Puxa o boi, cola, puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, cola, puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, cola, puxa o boi. Cara é ladeira, cola, puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, cola, puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, cola, puxa o boi.
Real Attitude and Serious Elbow Grease, Pusha Boy, from the modern mashup that is Nation Beat. The sounds of the street bands of New Orleans mixed with those of the Blocos from Brazil, alive and well on the streets of New York City. My guests next week are also from New York's melting pot, the similarly high-octane Hazmat Modine. Do tune in if you can. Wade Schumann, the band leader and vocalist, has one of the best storytelling voices around. Now for a song from a man called Petunia and his band The Vipers. I don't know his real name, but on his website he has recipes for lemon poppy seed loaf and an interesting sounding chocolate zucchini cake. It is a reflection of his personality, which is intriguing, and his songwriting, which is eclectic to say the least. I do know he's from Quebec and that his album, also called Petunia and The Vipers, has 12 songs on it, all totally different. This one is Bright Light, a song that conjures up images of the 1940s speakeasies and romantic Hollywood films in glorious technicolor.
Bright light, And the grave digger piled 6 feet on while the sun set in the west. Now those dying days are gone when my eyes are only dear. And every moment passed me by that once stole away my breath. Superstar who gave me back my life, or the mysteries on high that have brought me here tonight. It's those prayers that went unanswered for the wicked ways of men, and the joy I find being here never to return. Stealing every moment that once stole away my breath. They'll be stealing every moment that once stole away my breath.
Shouting out the news. I am the juke joint stomper playing the blues. I am the holy roller giving Jesus my cash. I am the candy man pushing my wares. I am the cowboy bringing the steers. I am the Cherokee brave on the trail of tears. I am the master whipping my hand. I am the slave from a distant land. After all is said and done, with my maker I'm one. After all is said and done, with my maker I am one. I am the bogey on a dusty road.
I am the beggar with the tailor-made clothes. I am the hobo in a coal box car. I am the railroad baron with the long cigar. I am the ghetto brother about to lose the lease. I am the landlord cutting off the heat. I am the prisoner playing cards. I am the warden looking out of the yard. After all is said and done, with my maker I'm gone. After all is said and done, with my maker I'm gone.
Set us free. Hey, 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 hey. God calls us dance to songs we can't hear. Thank you.
Two legends there, David Byrne and Caetano Veloso, and God's Child from their album Live at Carnegie Hall, out on Nonesuch Records, recorded in 2004, when Veloso hosted a series of concerts in New York as part of Carnegie Hall's Perspective Strand, and invited Byrne to join him on one of those nights. And that followed another coming together of like-minded souls, Malian Habib Keita and American Eric Bibb, who worked on their album at the beginning of this year, when Eric headed off to join Habib in his home in Mali. It's called simply Brothers in Bamako, and it's out on Contre-Jour next month. You've been listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. I'll be back next Friday for the full 2 hours, when I'll be playing a bit more from Durga Rising, some vintage salsa, and music from the charmingly named Two-Man Gentleman Band, amongst others. And as I said, my guest on the programme will be New York City's big band Hazmat Modine. Till then, I leave you with the dulcet tones of Sam Lee, once a burlesque dancer, now turned contemporary folk singer. It's one of the tracks on the London Calling album, out on Culture Clash. So till next week, here's Sam Lee and London Lights.
See how those London lights are gleaming through the frost and falling snow, and sleep on my blue-eyed treasure. Your mother's got nowhere to go. It was those two blue eyes that ticed me, ties me from my happy home, and now he's gone away and left me, and he is the father of my child. And it was that young man learned to love me, and he taught me do the same. But now he's gone away and left me, and on my brow and although my clothes are going ragged, trying to keep my baby warm and sleep on my blue-eyed treasure, and your father and see how those London lights are gleaming through the frost and falling snow, and sleep on my blue-eyed treasure. And your mother's got nowhere to go.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 for this opening hour or so tonight. Another visit to the 2011 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival. The festival's aim being to put Chopin in the context of his forebears, contemporaries and successors. Nothing from Chopin himself in the concert, though there will be after it. What we do have is a piano concerto by the most famous Polish pianist-composer after Chopin, Paderewski. And this opening concerto is by Mozart, his number 9 in E-flat, music from January 1777. And the piece is a kind of Mozart declaration of independence. The pianist is Plamina Mangova with the Wrocław Philharmonic, conducted by Jacek Kaszpczyk.
Thank you. Thank you.